That was a new single from Kill City Defectors and Purges. And hello once again to Damn Dirty Humans.
Hello.
How's that for you? Enjoy that?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, good.
Good, yeah. Sounded great. Sounded great, mind. Anyway, hello to Kimberly. And actually, do you want to introduce yourself so that our listeners know who does what in the band?
Yes, I'm Kimberly and I do the singing.
I'm Tom and I play drums and I played cajon tonight on the acoustic stuff.
I'm Paul, normally play the bass guitar but doing acoustic tonight.
Okay. And I'm Ian and I play keyboards and anything sampler wise or electronic.
Brilliant. Okay, that pretty much covered everything then. Okay, now you've been around as a band for about 3 years. How did the band start?
We've been around the block. Is that the wrong thing to say? Ian and I have actually known each other a really long time and we formed the band a good few years ago. It's gone through a few transitions and changes over the years, it has to be said, but we've been working with Tom now for a couple of years.
Yeah, nearly 2 years now.
Wow, that went quick. And Paul is our newest recruit.
I'm the baby of the band.
He's also our most rock and roll member. I think that's safe to say.
In what way? We're intrigued now. We need to know why.
Well, Paul.
I don't know what they're talking about.
It's not typical rock and roll, is it? Who wears
this? This is typical band bullying again, you know, new kid.
But yours seems so nice.
Yeah, on the front, maybe.
Now, our listeners will know, that, you know, they'll have a pretty good idea about what you sound like because they've heard the studio versions over the last few weeks and they've heard the acoustic versions tonight. But what do you think you sound like as a band? How do you describe yourself?
That's really hard.
We've never really discussed it, have we? We've never gone, this is our genre.
No.
And, I don't know.
Well, when you get your business cards printed, you've got to put it on the bottom. Damn Dirty Beats or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe we'll take that.
We'll
can we have that?
Genre.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So some sort of mix between, if you just put the words alternative, rock and electronic in some sort of mesh,
yeah.
It would be something to do with that. I'm sort of some... genre guy, I'll be able to do that.
Do some of you like the electronic side more than the alternative side? Or,
Paul's very, you're more into your alternative kind
of
rock.
I'm into my rock and metal and stuff, and that's kind of where my influence comes from. I guess that's what I bring to it. And then
Ian brings the 80s, the whole of the 80s.
He just won't let go.
That is just that, obviously... That electronic thing, synths and Depeche Mode, bands from that sort of era, obviously heavily influenced by that. But I do love the fact that, like the guys are saying, that Paul and Tom are bringing something completely different to the sound. And it's the combination that works really well for us.
And I think it's always evolving. I think it's probably safe to say we haven't actually found our genre yet. And every time we get together and write a new song, we're constantly exploring different genres and techniques and methods. And I think we haven't decided what we are yet.
It works quite well. I particularly liked on your Facebook where you've put a list of your influences up, as every band has to do because Facebook makes them do it. And you just picked five artists, which are The Gossip, Duran Duran, Kate Bush, Robots in Disguise, and IAMX. Which is it? IAMX or IMX?
I think they say IAMX.
IAMX. I knew there was a specific pronunciation. I never got it. But that's a fantastic. It's completely
it's
different
a nice
mix,
blend,
isn't it?
Isn't
yeah.
It? See, the only thing about that is I don't know who any of them are. So I think it's safe to say I didn't have anything to do with that one.
You don't often see Kate Bush and Robots in Disguise next to each other context. Well, you're absolutely right. We play both of them on this show. And
brilliant.
Both brilliant, yeah, absolutely. Don't do enough records between them, but they're both brilliant anyway. That's obviously where, Kate Bush aside, there's obviously a sort of, it is an electronic and a sort of a rock driving sound on a lot of those artists, particularly sort of Robots in Disguise and that kind of thing. That's kind of the sound you're going for in a way.
I think so. We're never going to rule anything out, I don't think. We'll try a bit of everything. Variety is the spice of life. They say it.
I know from my time as a musician, which was many years ago, that you always got an idea, or I always had an idea in my head what I thought I wanted to sound like, and I was never good enough. I set my targets too high, obviously, but it's a nice mix. Yeah, it's
always changing. That's the good thing. Like whenever we just get into the studio to practice, it's never the same thing, is it? And it's just, do we use it, do we not? But like, yeah, we use it. And it just always turns out for the best, really.
Mm. As we become better musicians as well, it kind of changes as well, because, well, me personally, I always want to try and push things a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In an interesting way, and that obviously comes when you get better at your instrument as well. So
yeah, Paul's definitely the technical musician out of all of us.
Yeah.
And he's brought that to it.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Excellent. Okay, well, we've all defined our roles, which is brilliant. Okay, you released your first EP, Superstar, which I've got in my hand here, and I wasn't being rude. I know it came out a little bit rude when I said, "Is that you on the back?" Because I know this is radio and it doesn't work, but I hold it up to the webcam for the benefit of people that are looking, and it doesn't actually look much like you.
I promise.
Is that fair?
That is me.
It's definitely you, I suppose.
It's kind of an old picture. Maybe I need to do like a screamy, weird face at you, and then. Then you'd get it. Then you'd identify me.
I have taken your word for it, so it's fine. But I think that's maybe part of the problem, because that's your first EP. That was 2010, and your second EP, Sanctuary, which we've been playing, 2013. And that begs the question, what on earth have you been doing for 3 years?
Wow.
I think that goes back to the point that we made originally, that
it was the webcam, don't worry.
That, yeah, obviously, myself and Kim formed a band, were the founding members, but as time went past, we needed to bring additional members to the band and bring these other influences and evolve the music. And I just think we never wanted to do something where we didn't want to go out there and perform and play with something that we weren't 100% happy with. Isn't that right, Kim? I mean,
yeah.
So it wasn't until we had
a long time finding the right musicians. Yeah, we didn't just rush into it.
So it's just unfortunate, if you like, that there's been such a gap between us really from the early part of our career, if you like, to now. But it's at the same time, we didn't want to do anything that wasn't almost like perfect in our eyes. Mm. And having the right band members with us creating the right music so that we felt confident to go out and play and actually have the best
words. Ian, let the words come.
I understand exactly.
These people aren't helping me.
Sorry, we're just staring at you. That's really unnerving. But yes, I agree.
No, we understand exactly. I mean, you need to take time to get the right lineup. So what you're saying now is, now you've got the right lineup, it's full steam ahead, and one EP, and there's going to be another one, and an album, and 250 live shows next year, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Nice.
People seem to be nodding in agreement. I mean, you have got a couple of gigs coming up in October, but I'm guessing they're both in Brighton, is that right?
They are both in Brighton,
Which, Femrock at the Latest Music Bar. What is the Latest Music Bar? Is that what it's called, the Latest Music Bar?
Yeah, it is. There's a publication, other publications are available, in Brighton. You have to say that kind of thing on the radio. And thank you very much. And they have got their own music venue now, which is the Latest Music Bar.
Ah, right, so it's some magazine or something.
Yes, it is, and it's quite a small kind of intimate venue, so it's going to be a lovely gig. That's next Friday.
Excellent. And after that, Sticky Mike's Frog Bar, which is another brilliant venue that we've never heard of, which is great.
October, great name, isn't it?
October the 23rd, which you're playing with Zazu, who we had in for a session earlier on this year, and the singer is related to our lunchtime presenter Michelle Ward, so that's how they got the gig. It's not saying it's nepotism, it was just they just brought to our attention that way. And you're also playing with the Tony Blair Witch Project, which I thought was a brilliant name. What are they like? Do you know much about them?
I've looked them up. They're pretty good. They've got quite a big following.
Really?
At the moment.
With a name like that, they should have, really.
And they've been playing some quite good venues in Brighton. And their following's getting bigger, so it's going to be great for us, really. There's going to be quite a lot of people there. So
Brighton has got a vibrant music scene, well known for it, isn't it? There's a lot going on in Brighton, isn't it?
It has, definitely. Not all of it's good. there's some great little venues, and there's some great artists out there, and you kind of see a lot of the same ones on the circuit, so you get to know each other and play with each other regularly, and it works really well.
It's a great city to be musically. That's kind of half the reason I came down here, because music scene. Mm. And I came from a little town with nothing, so.
is it well supported in Brighton? Do a lot of people go to the gigs? Or, well, when I say a lot of people, you're not playing to one man and a dog every night, is it?
No.
It's been decent crowd so far.
Oh, good, because well, we know what it's like putting on gigs in Essex, and you either sell out or no one turns up. There's no middle ground, unfortunately. It's particularly in Brentwood, it's difficult. There are people out there who are putting on regular gig nights and trying to make a scene, but it's hard work when there isn't one. You have to sort of build it up from the bottom. But obviously, being in Brighton, it's kind of ready made, isn't it? Because people are there, receptive,
especially if you've got the right venue.
Yeah, but they are receptive. They're more, you know, I think it's fair to say, more arty, cultural, into all sorts, really, aren't they?
It's quirky scene.
Well, it's a very diplomatic way of describing Brighton. It's a little bit balmy, but we love it.
Oh, okay. I wasn't trying to be too diplomatic. I was trying to be polite, like I always am. But that's kind of how it's seen. We've had a couple of like I mentioned earlier, we had a couple of presenters who came up from Brighton just to do stuff on here. Hmm. You know, so it's a busy place. So your plans for the future? What are you going to be doing over the next few months, next year or so? Now you've got EP2 out of the way. EP3 on the horizon?
Well, we'd like to continue doing some live shows, and we also really want to write some more material and keep kind of expanding our musical range
and bring back some of the old songs as well.
Yeah.
How long is your set at the moment? Is it just the 6 songs of the 2 EPs or the 7 songs, or have you got a bit more on top of that as well?
It's other stuff as well, but at the moment we primarily do about 7 songs, so it's about 35 minutes our set, but we want to add to that. Especially because we've got the next headlining show that we're doing at the end of October. We want to make sure we've got a good connection of old and new, and hopefully some.
Oh, I was going to mention actually. I think Tom, you said you were going to do a cover tonight. I know you didn't do a cover tonight. It doesn't matter. But which cover did you have in mind that you were thinking of?
We didn't do a cover because we couldn't decide which one we wanted to do. Yeah, right. So, like, because we're all so different.
What were the candidates?
We were thinking Duran Duran for a while.
I was gonna say, yeah.
And then there was Rihanna Diamonds we thought about doing. Okay. So we've done that before.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, we just couldn't decide.
Duran Duran would have been quite nice.
I think it would.
Oh, evergreen.
We'll do that next time. Have us back and we'll do some Duran Duran for you.
We'll happily have you back. Yes, definitely. Okay, we'll hold you to that as well.
What about Metallica?
Yeah, definitely. A bit of Metallica wouldn't hurt. Can we pick the bands?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
I know Genesis have got some long songs, 25, 30 minutes. How about one of those?
Yeah, no worries.
25 minutes on the cajon. Phil Collins drum solo on the cajon. Could be interesting.
Excellent. Okay, so plans to record an album as well? It's got to be a debut album somewhere down the line. You're self-releasing at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, we do everything ourselves at the moment. And I know that we would like to... we're trying to... The money that we are making, we put straight into our band Kitty.
You're making money?
A tiny little bit. Brilliant. Somebody said there was some money in the Kitty. And we would really like to obviously put some more money in there and then pay for a proper recording so we could put old and new together and, you know, do a proper album. We'd love that.
No, that'd be brilliant. I mean, like radio, I just assumed being in a band you did it because it was like a hobby. It's, you know, where some people spend hundreds of pounds a year on golf or their cars or whatever, that's why you do music. But, you know, if you're making money,
well, let me say, we've ploughed more into it than we've ever got back.
We wanted to hear. Okay, so hopefully maybe next year, debut album.
Let's do it, guys.
That's definitely the plan, isn't it?
Yeah,
like you say, to continue writing the way that we have been and add more songs to the existing ones, mm-hmm. and definitely put an album together and get a good producer on board and really do a decent album.
The help that we've had with the stuff we've already produced is because me and Paul are at university. That's where I met Paul, and I asked him to come and practice with us, and he just stayed. So,
what can I say? I love you guys.
Yeah. So the people we've worked with, they're going to help us out again. So I'm sure there'll be something soon next year.
Great. Good. Well, we look forward to it. Well, we have to come back sometime and do it all again. Like I say, thank you. I mean, long drive, isn't it, Brighton?
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Yeah. No, we appreciate you coming down.
We sing songs on the way and stuff.
We learned the stuff on the way here.
Yeah.
So. Some kind of VW campervan vibe going on. Is there something like that? Yeah. Are we the furthest station that you've done a session for so far?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The only in my case.
Well, you're not, because you did the juice session, so you weren't involved with the juice session.
No, that was before his time.
Terrible. The first thing I asked when you came in was, so what we like, better than juice or worse than juice? It's just curiosity. We
it's
always want to know.
Competition.
It's just something about, seeing photographs of another radio station. You start squinting and saying, what equipment have they got? Is it older than ours? Probably not. Can't be possible.
Jealousy there at all?
Okay, well, Kim Lee, Ian, Tom, Paul, thank you very much for coming down. Really appreciate it. The song sounded great. And look forward to coming down next time.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.